was a good little 12 overs there at the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a little bonus, wasn't it? It was a long day waiting, but, you know, we waited and just sensed a little opportunity there, and it was, yeah, perfect time to bowl. So, crucial two wickets there.
And Lawrence and Bopara as well, which were the main two to get, weren't they?
Absolutely, they played very well. We thought that, you know, who wants to bat at a time like that? So we thought that was a massive opportunity in the game for us, and yeah, we got our reward. So it was a great little session for us.
We had to wait a long time for rain, but were you always keen to get that little session in at the end if there was a chance?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, we knew it was going to be a long day. Weather forecast kept changing, you know, it was just, one hour it was good, next it was raining, and then that little bit of sunshine at the end, we thought, right, here's our opportunity. So I rang Carl and said, get the covers off.
I thought they'd be a bit quicker than normal. So they're only 69 ahead now with five wickets remaining. What are your thoughts going into the last day?
Oh, obviously a big hour for us in the morning. I think the weather's set fine tomorrow. Well, that might change overnight. But so big hour. We can just chip away two or three in the first hour and, you know, hopefully bowl them out before lunchtime. And you never know, might be chasing 100, 120. It'd be ideal.
Is there a figure that you wouldn't want to be ideally more than?
No, I think one of the reasons why we enforce the follow-on as well, because historically here this year the pitches have got better. We've struggled to bowl teams out on the last day when there's been four full days of cricket on it. So we're hoping the pitch will play to the standards of the pitches so far this year and be a decent pitch on day four. So that was in the back of our minds as well. So no, there's obviously, they don't want to be stupid amount, like 290 or something like that, but anywhere, 150, 180, we'll give it a crack.
Feeder Ledwards is his two wickets tonight. He's last week or two, he started to show what we've been missing, really, isn't he?
Yeah, no, he's got a good rhythm, and he likes to bowl a lot, and you know, you are seeing, once he gets going, he's still a class bowler.
Yeah, as well as the 2 weeks tonight, there was a couple of very, very close LBW shouts, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was. There was. But, we got the rewards. We got, Lawrence has one very close call to him, but, he was out a couple of balls later, so it hasn't really hurt us. But we've just got to keep chucking the ball in a decent area and asking the question, and we'll see what happens tomorrow morning.